Booga Boys here with a new episode.
See?
Episode 126, see? What's up, everybody? It's Dale.
And it's DVO.
And it's the Booga Boys.
Well, it is nice and cool outside.
It sure is October.
I love it. Yeah, at the time of this recording, it's October 2nd. And yeah, I love it. I love fall. I love it. In fact, I love fall so much because of things like food and pumpkins and football. I was at the football game this past weekend, University of Utah.
Did you see any boobs?
No boobs this time. Oh, I don't know. Maybe, man. I need to get new seats.
Where's all the boobs at?
My wife, honey, we need to find new seats.
Well, it is getting colder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not many people were topless. It was a nice day, though. It was like 70-something. It was a good topless season right now for football in Utah.
It was a good hour. It was a good couple hours to be topless out
there. Yeah, yeah. It got a little warmer, and then it's like, everyone shirts off, please.
Well, guess where I was?
Where were you?
I was at the Sugar High Festival.
One of the great festivals hosted by our friends Brian Heather Carr and Ben.
The Ben Donut Lee. Critic and the Dough yeah. Shows.
Who's on. So, how was it? So, I wasn't able to go because the University of Utah decided to change the game to the time of the Sugar High. My wife will not let me miss it since we put a lot of money into these tickets. So, she will not let me miss the games. But you're able to use my ticket and take your daughter, the yes. Buko girl.
Yes. And we had a great ass time. It was amazing.
What was different from last year? What are some like highlights that you were excited about or maybe things that were different? Tell me about it.
So, I do know... last year when you and I went, we went a little earlier and the line wasn't so long, but we didn't really see the extent of how long the line got.
Yes.
And I forgot about that. So I showed up right on time.
You silly ass.
I showed up right on time, maybe 5 minutes early. I'm like, oh, good. I'm right.
Also, 5 minutes before the doors open is what you were thinking.
Yeah. Anyways, by the time I got there, the line went from the entrance, which is on the far south of the building, okay. all the way to the north of the building.
Uh-huh.
So I got in line there. Well, by the time... they were letting people in. The line had wrapped around and made it all the way back to the south end of the building.
Wow.
So it went from one end to the other and back again. And they had opened the doors and it kind of stayed that way for a while.
Yeah.
But anyways, after
and we had VIP tickets.
Yeah.
Early entrance.
Early entrance, and that was VIP. The place holds a lot of people, but... just imagine there was going to be a lot more happening afterwards too. The GA was going to come in at 2 o'clock, and
they had a new to this year. They were doing a shop and after hours shopping.
Yes.
So there was after hours where when the expo is done or when the festival is done, you can go to now all the vendors and buy whatever they have left or whatever they brought to sell.
Right. And that was a good thing that they added this year, which nice. I think a lot of people were thinking, hey, I'd like to buy things from you. I live far away and I'm not going to start to travel all the way up here.
Just no, that's a good point.
So,
yeah.
So some people wanted to buy things, I think, last year. And so they did make it a thing this year. That was awesome.
Right. So I know last year you got a certain amount of tickets and you used those to get samples. Was it the same process?
So this year they gave you like a map. It was kind of like a Candyland looking map.
Oh, all right. That's cool. And did you save it?
Oh, yes, I did.
It's all right. Downstairs. You have to show it to me.
As you go to each place, so VIP, you get 35 samples. And so there's 35 squares that kind of move along a path, and then at the end, you finish. So each one you go to, they'll initial, mark it off or whatever. Yeah. So that's how you know how many you've gotten.
Cool.
And yeah, so it was a cool way to do it this time instead of keeping track of all these tickets and going, oh shit, what had happened to all these tickets I had?
Right.
Yeah, so this was a cool way to do it this time.
And then I remember last year, I believe you voted. Was there voting last
yes,
year?
Yes, they did have was. Voting. They had voting yeah. up there. They had
and I didn't
board.
Vote. I was like, I can't choose one. I
had a hard
vote.
Time trying to vote too.
Did,
so.
Did you vote?
No,
last
I
year?
Didn't.
You didn't? Okay.
No, I did not vote. There was a couple of things I didn't get to. Well, not that I didn't get to get. I wanted, but the lines were really long, and I just kept moving along and getting other things.
Okay.
And by the time I thought about going back to those lines again, they were still long. And I was kind of, I was crashing. I was starting to crash from. I was already
from
full.
The sugar high.
Yeah, I was full of pastries and goodness.
So you got the sugar high, and then you're on the crash part.
Oh gosh, yeah. I did take a little nap.
How did the Buko girl like it?
Oh, she loved it. She loved it. We had a good time.
Good. Did she have a favorite? Did she vote?
No, she did not vote either.
I can't vote. I love all these. Like
I know. It's so hard. It's so hard because there's so many different variations of things.
Yeah.
There was some cool new things that I tried that from new places that are I hadn't seen before. So that was really cool. Got some coupons from places that I'll probably go back and I'll definitely use.
Okay, nice.
Maybe I'll share with you. Who knows?
I saw they went live. Brian and Ben went live, and they were showing kind of their props the night before of everything they were getting ready. So how was the scenery? Was it really cool scenery? It looked like it was going to be really cool.
Yeah, I liked the way they did the stage this time and the DJ up there.
Nice.
And then they had the whole layout again like they did before where they had all these different, all the different treats right. lined up on the table along with other giveaways.
Well, we'll look forward to it. It's gonna happen again next fall.
Oh, they do a raffle throughout too. So as you're in there, prizes. Yeah, they do prize giveaways.
Yeah,
I didn't win. I never win.
But anyway, next year is going to take place. It took place at the Sandy Expo Center, the old Southtown Expo Center. Mm-hmm. They did it for the last 2 years. They might do it again there again. It just kind of seems to work out. So we'll keep you guys updated, and we're probably gonna do a collab next year. With Ben and Brian and Heather. We'll probably do a collab with the Buco Boys and do something to kind of sponsor it and get it out there. So look forward to that next year. So that'll be fun.
Yay, yay.
Other upcoming events right now. Hyrie. Ooh, little Foxy Hyrie.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be in Park City at the Cabin October 8th. So this weekend at the Cabin in Park City, Hyrie will be before. I don't know who her opening acts. But she's great.
Did you hear her new song she just released?
I did. I did. Yeah. She just released a single on. I saw it on Facebook actually, or maybe Instagram.
Which one? There's two new ones she just released.
Oh, I don't know the name. Just listening. I was just listening to it.
Oh, she's Chocolate.
Okay.
You never heard, haven't you heard it?
Maybe that's not the one. Chocolate. That wasn't the one I heard.
Anyways, this is a good song.
Okay. All right.
But. Yes, Hyrie, I'm probably gonna go to that show, and then there's a couple other Halloween stuff going on. They got Cornbillies and Kuwahara.
Yeah, Cornbillies is in Spanish Fork and Lehigh, and Kuwahara is in Draper.
At Cornbillies, it's like a big thing, huh?
It's a big festival, yeah. It's fun. We took our daughter last year. We'll take her again this year.
So it's a corn maze. That's why it's Cornbillies, right?
Yeah, there's a corn maze. That's like the big feature of it. It's a huge corn maze, and if you look at some of the pictures from above, it's a picture of something. It's either witches or something, a corn. It's gonna be something.
Make an aerial picture of it.
Yeah, an areola picture of it, or an aerial picture of it.
You can't see it from the ground, peasant.
But we were with the little one, so she went on like the little cow train and the little playground they have set up. They have performances happening, food vendors. They have little rides for kids and then for teens and adults. So there's a lot of activities. It's a huge area over there at Thanksgiving Point that they set it up. I've never been to the Spanish Fork once, so I don't know how that is. But at Lehigh, where it started, it's a huge venue. In fact, they leave the stuff out there all year long. Like they kind of put it to the side. They just keep it there.
Yeah, that's all they use it for, huh?
Yeah, it seems like that whole area of land. But it's a huge area, so there's a lot of activities there. It is a blast. We had a fun, and we're gonna go again. I've never been to Kuwahara. You've been? I know there's a pumpkin patch and other
really,
things.
That's what it is. It's just a pumpkin patch, mm-hmm. and they just set it up really cool, and they have different varieties of gourds. So you have your lumpy and colorful gourds and disfigured gourds.
Yeah, right.
But anyways, they set up like these greenhouses as different themes.
Okay.
So there was themes of like Disney princesses and all these gourds all set up like stuff. And you can walk through, just kind of back and forth, up and down. I remember it being free a long time ago, but now it costs money to get in.
It does.
But they do a kind of a big event out of it. And I do think they do a DJ at night and lights going off all crazy.
Yeah, I did hear that last year.
So I do know that they do some cool stuff there now. I didn't experience all that. I kind of went in the daytime when I went. I went a few years ago too, but it was pretty cool. Nice. It was really cool what they did. And I'm sure they change that every year. I'm pretty sure.
Very cool.
But if you have little ones, it's definitely worth, something to do with the family.
Yeah, those events are happening right now. We'll go through the fall season. And in fact, this episode we're going to be talking about a lot of fall activities and fun things. So
it's October. It's the beginning of October.
It was exciting. I can feel it in the air. I love
Ghost-tober.
It. Ooh. Speaking of Ghost-tober, Netflix has just put out their new series of things coming out for October. But we'll get into that in a moment. We have a quick local story we want to talk about. So So Dylan, oh, please tell us.
Oh, yeah. So there was a wedding venue local in a city we grew up in that they ended up, they have a policy where people can't just go canceling on them.
Right.
Well, you know, this family did have to cancel because the husband ended up committing...
The male fiancé.
Yeah, the fiancé. They weren't
married yet.
Yeah, the fiancé died before the event.
Like 2 weeks.
2 weeks prior to the event. And come to find out, it was done by suicide.
So they got engaged in March of this year or last year?
I don't remember. It was March of...
Yeah, March of 1 year.
March of the 2000s.
And they were... and he passed away in September. So... Yeah, by suicide.
Just this month, yeah.
So not only did the family have a grief of going through this death, and they were going through wedding plans, now they have to unplan the wedding.
Yeah, so going through grief and planning funerals and unplanning a wedding.
So they went to, you know, all their vendors, their food and probably cake and flowers, and worked on getting everything kind of canceled. And everyone was cooperative except the venue. The venue had strict... Well, I can say they have strict rules. If you have 90, they have a 90-day policy. If you want a full refund, you have to cancel within 90 days. Now, you know, I kind of get it, right? Because it's sometimes hard to not every day someone's getting married in a venue. Not every day, right? So this venue, they have their rules. Like, okay, if you want to cancel, that's fine. You have to give us 90 days. That way, it gives us time. That gives us enough time if we rebook it, because. Basically, if somebody wanted to book it the same weekend, they say, sorry, we have to turn you away. We already have a wedding planned that day. Right? So I'm just looking at it from a business standpoint of the venue. So I understand their rule. And so go ahead, continue.
Oh, yeah. So that was pretty much the gist of the story. But besides the fact that the fiance, the wife, the soon-to-be wife, she is kind of like demanding, like she feels like she deserves to be refunded.
Right.
This is how her thoughts are. She deserves it.
Yeah, I was reading a story from the family, and the family said, we know they don't have to.
But they think they should. Yeah. And as a business, I see what you're saying. Like, as a business, that is like, hey, we have a policy.
Right, because this is 2 weeks. This is, by the way, they're going to get married in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So they're trying to cancel 2 weeks before the wedding now.
Right. And so my thoughts as a business standpoint and having like empathy for, you know, right. these people suffering, I would look at the silver lining of like, hey, look, all these things that you have planned, you can still use them towards funeral.
Oh, okay.
Flowers, food, things like that. There's a changing process of everything. You know, you can't do everything, but most things you probably can and bring things down a little bit. But as a venue owner, knowing the situation, I'd probably be more like, hey, you know, this as a business owner, this is our policy for a reason. We're going to lose money because of this.
Right. Because we told other people we still could have had a wedding.
Right.
And still got paid our money. But now you're saying right. you're going to cancel, so now we wouldn't get nothing. But
what I would tell them, you know, as having empathy and as a human, like, hey,
right.
How about let's do this? How about I refund you half the money? You still use the event that day, but more as a celebration of life for the loved one that you lost.
Right.
That way you get half the money, you still get to use the event, and why don't you plan, you
That's
know,
a good one.
I would suggest that, not knowing that, you know, how they would feel about it, but I would suggest that.
Right, because, yeah, they don't have to, right? They're losing money. They're a business because you got to think they have employees too, right? They have to think about their people. So you want to think, all right, this company should have compassion and empathy for this family, and I think they should.
Right.
You know, things happen. And
you think after paying everybody their costs, like as an event owner, you're going to probably make 50% of the cost of all that as, you know, profits.
Right.
So all you're going to do is eliminate your profits for that one event. Everyone will still get paid because, you know, you're only going to do half. You know?
Right.
So that way everyone can get paid. You're the only one as the owner not getting paid for the day. But, you know, those are profits. And if you have a good running right. business, you don't need to worry about that.
Because, you know, you got to think from the business standpoint, they have employees.
This is going to be bad publicity.
This is bad publicity for them. But also they have employees they have to take care of. So these employees are already booked themselves, right? Because it's not like they might not be working every weekend. Just whenever there's a booking, an event is when these employees might be working. So these employees already had planned on working. They plan on making money to provide for their family. And now you want to cancel 2 weeks before. That makes it difficult for these employees. Because you also have to think of and having empathy and being human for the employees of the event. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to attack the owners. But you don't know what they're going through. They might be on the verge of staying open. You know, they might have been hit by COVID real hard. And they're just... They're still maybe just on the verge of staying in business. They might be close to being closed. This might close them down, and especially with a black eye, and people maybe might think, oh, they're just selfish owners, and we don't want to go there now. That might really hurt them. You don't know what they're going through. They have employees that they are trying to look after and provide for their family. So there's a lot of people involved, and it's easy to just look at the owner and attack the owner like you're just being greedy. The owner might be like, I'm trying to look out for everyone. I'm trying to look out for the people that work for me and their families as well. And I want to have compassion for this family too. And maybe they're still working with them, but they haven't said their side of it yet. So it's easy to attack them. They haven't said their piece. From my understanding, they haven't responded to...
this week. So,
But I also have compassion for this family. Like, they just lost a loved one, and now they have to deal with the grief of planning a funeral, and then... You know, a wedding is a lot of money, so I'm sure they put a lot of money into it. But now they have to come out of pocket for more money for a funeral, depending if this person had life insurance
or not. Right, and it's kind of, I don't know, like for this just happening the way, like in the way it's hitting the news, the way it is, it's almost like they called the news first thing. Like as soon as this company was like, no, we can't just give that away. They were like, right. I'm calling the news.
Yeah, it does make it sound like they feel entitled a little bit.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
And I don't
know,
because I haven't seen them do an interview, so I don't know if the story is kind of making a spin on it. It's hard to tell.
It does sound like they just feel like entitled, and they ran to the media right away just to be like just trying to
pressure them into...
Yeah, to pressure them into giving them what they want.
And you know, maybe the business, they have other owners. Maybe they're trying to talk to the other owners like, hey, you know... This is the situation. You don't know, right? You don't want to. It's hard to speculate and just
assume.
And they
probably didn't even talk to an owner. They probably just talked to like a receptionist. A
manager or something like that. Right. And I can't make this call.
And they're probably like, some of those people are just like over dealing with people. Like there's like Bridezillas, I'm sure. And they just are over it. And so when they get called by people, they just send them that automatic email. Like, you know what? Just I don't talk to you.
You signed the contract. The contract says 90 days.
This is what you said.
They might not have read the whole email. They might have been like, they're thinking they're making it up just for sympathy to cancel it.
Or the email probably started off like, whoever this may concern, this is Karen, and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Yeah. You know, like I always say, there's always two sides to every story, and the truth usually lies in the middle there. I would love to see interviews from both sides. Of them, and you know, like you know, maybe the venue's like they've been difficult from the beginning. They've lied about this. They've lied about that. They've wanted discounts here and discounts there.
It could have, been.
And they're like, we're tired of dealing with this family. You don't know, so it's easy to take one side and then make your accusations.
Like, I mean, look how fast they ran to the media. Like, how were they dealing with?
Right.
I don't want to say be mean about anything, but I mean, two weeks before the wedding, and I mean. I know there were times planning weddings where I've kind of felt that way.
Like, I'm over this. We're not getting married. Let's just say you died and we get our money back.
Like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go through this.
But, you know, I don't know this family either. So I'm also not saying that. I'm just giving circumstances. I'm just giving situations that could be possibilities. I'm not going to say this family's a victim or acting like a victim and this family just wants everything for free discount. But I'm also not saying that the business is greedy and all they care about is money. I'm not saying either side. I'm just saying they both have their stories. I want to hear both stories.
I'm not saying she's then I'll make the judgment. I'm not saying she's a bridezilla and forced her husband into doing it.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah. But what I am saying is this.
I'm saying she didn't push him to the edge.
At the edge of it all. But what I am saying is don't just take this one story and just assume this is the be-all, tell-all of the truth. That's what I'm saying. There might be other sides to the story. Might be more details to the story. Don't run and attack the business yet. I want to hear both stories. But it is a very interesting story. So I'm just curious what you guys think. Do you guys think this family's being a bridezilla? Do you think this business is being greedy? Or is it kind of like just maybe
it's all need to find a happy medium? It's all speculations.
We need to find a happy medium for everybody.
Let's go mediate this thing.
I would love to mediate it, to be honest. Like I like this because I always feel like I can see both sides to every story. Even though I have a hard time choosing because I can see both sides. But sometimes there's sides that are very blatantly like you're in the wrong
here. Let's start a Buko Boy courtroom.
That'd be fun.
Buko Court.
That might be a nice spin-off to this. You know, like if we can like watch things and get both sides, we can hear both sides, and then we can make our judgment based on both sides. Not just from news stories, but if we can find like interviews from both sides and then replay those and then make our judgment, that might be a good spin-off
series. Buko Boys Court.
Yes.
Dun dun.
That's a good spin-off series. Write it down. Write it down. Assistant, write it down. New spin-off series of Buko Boys.
All right, so the back to Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so Netflix Halloween time.
Yeah, I get my notes out here.
They have a bunch.
Because they have a bunch. Yeah, like every month they have a bunch of stuff coming in and out, right?
But being Ghostober.
Yeah, we got some notes here. So go ahead. Let's start off with what's coming out.
Well, they've already released Dahmer.
That came out the end of September.
Have you watched it yet?
I have not, but I heard a lot of people talking about it.
I heard it was really, really good.
Okay, so you haven't watched it yet?
No, I have not watched it yet.
All right.
But yeah, that's already
Tim out. Just walked in. He gave the thumbs up. He's liking it.
I haven't watched it.
All right.
I've heard good things.
Yes, I have heard great things about it so far. What's this other one? Mr. Harrigan's
Phone.
Well,
also, there's a continuation. There's going to be a Jeffrey Dahmer tapes. That's going to be a series.
Oh, there's a new series.
On Netflix. That's going to be October 7th. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, kind of what they did with Ted Bundy. They had a little documentary about Ted Bundy. Then they did like a series of reenactment with the great Zac Efron.
The Mr. Harrigan's Phone. So that's
this is based off a Stephen King story. So I don't know the premise of it, but this is going to be October 5th. So, you know, Stephen King, Halloween, they kind of go hand in hand there.
And then The Midnight Club, a series of stories from patients in hospice.
Yeah, so this is going to be a series. These are going to be, so it's a series, and it's, from my understanding, it's going to be patients in a hospice care.
Yeah, they're
and they're
teenagers.
Sitting around, yeah, and they're just kind of telling stories.
Well, so what it is, yeah, these teenagers go there pretty much to live the last parts of their life because they have some kind of terminal illness. And come to find out, there's a secret club. And the secret club, they get together and they tell these stories, and then like weird things are happening. And there's like a whole book that they find of patients that never died.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, it's kind of, it looks interesting. Looks
October
fun.
7th, so watch out for that.
What's this next one? The Curse of Bridge Hollow.
So this is going to be a movie. It's a comedy with Marlon Wayans, so you know it's going to be a comedy. And I don't know if the actress, I heard they don't use actor or actress anymore. It's all just actor now. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know. Anyway, the little actress in Stranger Things that's, oh, gosh, what's his name? Luke's sister?
Oh, yeah.
She's in it. So she's in, I don't know if she's playing like Marlon Wayans' daughter or something, yeah. but the two of them are in it. It's a little comedy. It'll be out October 14th.
I think I did see a trailer for that. I can't remember how it went.
Yeah, it might be funny. So that'll be October 14th.
And then The School for Good and Evil.
This is going to be with Charlize Theron and Kerry Washington.
I haven't even heard of this.
Yeah, they're it's a school, right? Like, I don't know, witches or
warlocks.
Two
baddies going
sure.
at it.
I don't know.
Huh?
It's
going
to be good.
Oh, shit.
October 19th. This is the one I might be a little bit more excited about.
Two cougs battle it out for my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then 28 Days Haunted.
All right. This is a series. This also looks really good. This is a series based on the theories of Ed and Lorraine Warren.
I haven't even heard of this one.
Yeah, so I haven't watched a trailer or anything. I don't know if there is one, but this is going to be a series based on their theories. I don't know what that means either. A series on their theories. That's going to be October 21st.
Okay, I'm into that one. I really want to see what that's about. This new one I'm really excited
long
for.
Long name.
Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities.
So this will also be a series that premieres October 25th.
That looks
what are you
badass.
Excited about?
Just, well, his animation of things, so his the CGI of the characters that he's bringing to life in these, I've been seeing some trailers for it, and it looks like each episode is different.
Okay.
And it's its own tale of things, and it looks pretty creepy.
That looks good.
So I'm excited to see that one. I like a lot of his work.
Okay. I do too.
And then what's this other one? Daniel Spellbound's animated.
So this is going to be an animated series.
This is just Daniel Spellbound.
Daniel Spellbound's Daniel an animated Spellbound. Series, October 27th, and it's just about a. I think it's a young boy and his tales.
Sounds like he's got some magic. He's got some kind of magic.
I think it is
up his sleeve.
Yes, that's exactly right.
All right. And then there's Wendell and Wild.
This is going to be one of those stop motion movies, kind of like Nightmare Before Christmas. Uh-huh. It's going to be one of those type of movies. That'll be October 28th.
What's it about?
I don't know. It's about Wendell and Wild being wild and Wendell-y.
I wonder who Wild is. Maybe a pet?
Yeah, I don't know. It would be interesting.
All right, I'm going to have to go look up some trailers on these.
Yeah, I'm going to watch some trailers. But these are some upcoming movies for October on Netflix that will be going with the theme of Halloween and fall.
But speaking of Halloween and fall, the Buco Boys have caught wind of a new trend. Yes. Going around with pineapple juice and Fireball. And word on the street, word on the street says you mix this shits together and you get some kind of pumpkin pie mix.
We're gonna find out. I mean, possibly. Yeah, let's find out. So what's the ratio we're doing here?
So 2-1.
Let's shake it up.
One part Fireball, two parts pineapple.
All right.
So I'm gonna do two shots because we're adults.
And it's the weekend.
We got our own. All right.
Do the other one.
Well, no, I'm gonna mix them together this way, so both shots are. Oh, you want a double?
Okay, maybe not.
You're out of control, bud.
I mean, it's the weekend, right?
It sure is.
It's weekend somewhere.
Yeah. It's all right. One more pineapple to make this.
All right.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that is a tall glass. All right.
See? Now we can mix it.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Okay. So one part Fireball, two parts pineapple juice, and it's going to taste like pumpkin pie?
Let's see.
All right. Let's see. I'm not.
Maybe if I had ice in it. Okay. The aftertaste.
I taste a lot of pineapple myself. I'm not really getting a strong pumpkin myself. It's good, though.
Maybe I think it's very good. Maybe you're using the wrong pineapple. Maybe we should use Dole.
This is good quality. This is pure pineapple.
Yeah, nothing but extra. Maybe that's the difference.
You mean the processed kind?
Yes.
I don't know if it'll make much of a difference. It's good, though. But I'm not tasting much pineapple.
What, you mean pumpkin?
Pumpkin. I'm tasting all pineapple.
You're tasting nothing but pineapple?
Yeah. I have a strong palate for pineapple.
I think you just got too good of a quality pineapple juice. Maybe we've got to try it again.
All right. We'll maybe.
Let's keep drinking.
All right. And we'll catch you on the next episode.
All right. Well, Buco Boys out. We're getting drunk. Bye.